It's a jungle growing up with brothers and sisters. Trust me, the youngest out of six sisters, I was the crash test dummy for all of my sisters when it comes to pranks and things like that. This is awesome. Two blokes, 9 years of age, growing up together, two brothers.
Yeah.
One does a bit of a, you know. In his brother's Tupperware container of biscuits his grandfather cooked. Opened it up, of course it stunk.
Yes. Right. Well, they're nine, so.
Exactly right. Then the other one gets married and it all happens because one of them says, don't take a bite of that wedding cake because I did something to it. He was only joking.
Yep.
Big fight ensues. They haven't spoken to each other since. And this can happen with pranks, and we want to know those sibling rivalry pranks. And maybe adults, they continue. I think I'm about to be pranked tomorrow from you, my brother.
No, not at all. I pranked my sisters growing up, of course, because, you know, Debbie and Tamara were my two older sisters, and they used to share a room. And me being the only boy for quite a few years, I had my own room. And then my two younger sisters, Linda and Natalie, they shared a room as well.
Right.
And because when you share a room, you have bunks. You know, bunks were so popular back in the day.
What did you do?
Well, I used to love it because Tamara would come home, she'd go to jump on the top bunk where she slept. But I'd take all the slats out.
Oh, no.
So when she jumped on the bed, it fell straight through.
You, you know what? You are intelligent. You're not dumb. But you use it for pranks and not for school.
He uses it for evil instead of good.
Yes, exactly.
It was so funny when you hear Debbie, who's squashed between a mattress and Tamara, help, Mum!
That's actually a really good one. I grew up in bunks. So God, my sisters did do that.
It's so funny.
Hey, Grant's called through from Benora Point. 13, 27, 10. What did you and your brother used to get up to?
Well, a couple of years ago, my older brother works in radio, and he was interviewing Jason Bright, one of the V8 drivers.
Yeah.
And my brother knows nothing about V8s. So he rings me and says, look, I'm interviewing Jason Bright. Have you got some questions I could ask him? So I made all this stuff up about another driver. Just did all sorts of stuff. Anyway, he goes, oh, thanks, mate. Records the interview, it went to air, and you could hear Jason Bright going, mate, that's not me you're talking about.
Oh, that is awesome.
You got him a beauty.
He hasn't spoken to me since, that's the best thing about it.
What did you tell him? Give us something you told him.
when you first signed with number 18 DJR, he said, I never signed with DJR.
awesome, Grant, thanks for that.
Anytime.